media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions as quickly as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Lewis Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. You guys, after a tough start in the non-conference play, have gotten off to a great start in CAA competition. 78-67 win over Drexel on Saturday and a 64-44 win over Towson last night. Before we talk about the early part of the year, talk about what pleased you in the first two games of conference play.
Well, obviously just the effort and the energy the guys are playing with. You know, it's hard when you start out the way we started to, you know, hold guys to the process, and I thought our guys have been doing really good at trying to continue to get better and are continuing to play hard. So I was very pleased with that.
What do you feel like it has been the biggest difference in this three-game win streak over the last week or so?
I think the chemistry's been good, and I think, you know, the guys that have been on the court have been playing really hard, and like I said, just focus the detail and then the effort and the energy and especially focusing on the defensive end.
We're here with JMU head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Josh Walfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Obviously, you look ahead to Hofstra here. They got a big guy that does a lot of good things for them. What challenges does Rokas present for your four forwards?
Well, honestly, I feel like it's a team challenge. They shoot the ball so well, and that allows Rokas to kind of, you know, play free in the post, and they run so many things, and, you know, with sets and movement, and it makes it hard to get to them, so you're paying a lot of attention to all the guards and all the motion activity on the perimeter, and then, you know, they're throwing it to him, and he's a big body, and, you know, plays strong, plays physical, and can finish. So I think he benefits a lot, you know, from having really good guard play and you know, being able to kind of roam free in the post.
And we've been talking a lot this morning about the fact that obviously you guys have to play four games in 8 days, like every other CAA team. As somebody like yourself who is big on preparation, what are the challenges of having so few days to prepare for each of these first four opponents?
Well, you know, it is a challenge, and it's a challenge, like you said, that everybody goes through. And I actually coached in Conference USA, and we were on the, you know, it was Thursday, Saturday. You had a lot of one-day preps. And what it does, it allows you to get ultra-focused on the things that you think are most important. And I think that, you know, sometimes when you have a lot of time, you start to feel there's a lot of stuff going on. So you focus on a few things that you want the team to kind of really be in tune to. And sometimes it can get you hyper-focused, which, you know, can be a positive.
And then on the flip side, for you guys as a team, for the struggles you guys have, you've gone on a little bit of a winning streak here. Is it nice to be able to sort of only have one day of rest and be able to get back out on the court and continue that momentum?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is all about momentum. And again, you take everything one day at a time, one game at a time, even, you know, through the hard times, and it's a process. So you don't want guys to ever get too high, too low. So you go right back to work, and it's good, and then you got to focus on the next game. And I think that's really good, especially in this day and age. You know, you want to keep guys focused on what's going on and the task at hand. And so it's good to get right back to work.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Lou, you inherited a veteran team, seven seniors on that roster, but you bring a different philosophy, different style of play than has been there in the past. Talk about what the process has been like to go through that, and how you feel like your guys are starting to adapt to your style of play.
Well, you know, I think talking about the process, I was really cautious early on because there are seven seniors, and I didn't want to come in and just upset the apple cart. I know they had a lot of success, even though we lost Ron Curry, which was, you know, as much as you're bringing back, the focal point was really lost and a really good player. But, you know, as far as some of the defensive principles and even, you know, extending some pressure defenses and those types of things, I was a little hesitant. And, you know, when you get off to a rocky start, you know, sometimes you just say, forget it. We're going to go back to some of the things that I believe in, and the guys have got to kind of, you know, come to those things. And so I think they've been really receptive, and these guys want to win and they want to play hard. And I always tell them, even when we were having the rough times, and now, you know, you win a couple games, but it's just, you got to stay focused more on the process and on believing in the details. And you know, you want to keep it going. You don't want to ever feel like, you know, like I don't want these guys to relax. So, you know, you just keep working.
That being said, and obviously there wasn't a lot of success, but what do you feel like you learned most about your team during that non-conference portion of the schedule?
There's a lot of toughness, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of guys willing to play hard and willing to share the basketball, and a lot of guys that honestly have kind of bought in. And again, it has nothing to do with the wins or losses. I thought we've been taking strides for a while, and that's, you know, I wanted to see progress, and I think we've been making progress. And you know, this league is so tough, and so if the guys aren't bought in and aren't willing to continue to work, you know, you can have, you know, a little bit of what people quote unquote success, win a couple games, but this, you know, this game is this league is a marathon, so they got to continue to work and be bought in. And there're definitely some guys that are good kids and character kids, and were willing to work hard and willing to kind of listen to me.
So I'll let you get one of the guys who certainly has been a key guy for you here in this last successful stretch has been Jackson Kent. Had another big game last night, and has had two big games, I guess, in CAA play. Talk about Jackson's play over the last few games.
He's been working since I got here in April. He's been working hard, and I'm glad, you know, that's what you, in basketball, you tell these kids you work hard and they're fruits, and so you want some of this stuff to pay off. And so I'm really happy for him. But he has. He's been playing hard. He's been working, and he's been working more, not just on his shooting, but we've worked a lot on the off-the-bounce stuff, and I think he's feeling more confident in getting to the rim and maybe finishing some stuff, which has really helped us and helped the offense. And, you know, he focuses on defense, which I think takes it away from sometimes a kid focuses on offense and he starts to press. Well, we always focus back on defense, so he's not really getting to think too much. I think he's out there just playing. And, you know, it's something I hope he can continue. I tell him, like, you know, one game, two games, people start to, and now it's the challenge is how do you continue? How do you know when you're the guy, and you know people are, you know, maybe trying to do some things to take it away? Well, how do you respond to that, and how do you continue to work, and how do you continue to develop your game? But he's been really good. He's a great kid with great character and great personality. He just wants to work hard.
All right, Lou. Thanks for the time this morning. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season and again next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Yes, sir.